Hey, it's George Rock. This is the World Rock Countdown, the place you'll find yet-to-be-discovered bands, emerging artists, and the hottest new songs in rock from all over the world. This past year has been a very eventful one for this upcoming group. IOV recently had a chance to record their debut EP in the iconic Abbey Road Studio 2, the home of The Beatles and Pink Floyd. The latest release from this soon-to-be-big Canadian group is right here on the World Rock Countdown. It's IOV, and this is Millions of People.
You didn't really notice I was standing beside you that night. I couldn't really tell that you were staring through the darkness at me. I can't help it sometimes. My reflection, and this is the price that I paid.
It's IOV and Millions of People right here on the World Rock Countdown, a band from Canada that had a chance to record in Abbey Road Studios in London, England, the home of the Beatles and Pink Floyd, and I bet you that record will blow up for them. And if you like seductive guitar riffs and very groovy bass lines, you'll love this emerging artist from the UK also, the Himalayas, Sigh on a Hurricane, on the World Rock Countdown.
I'm not afraid to die.
all the way from the UK. It's the Himalayas right here on the World Rock Countdown. Hey, it's George Rock, and bath bombs are huge right now. And did you know you could probably order this online? I believe, I don't think any restaurants sell this, but KFC has a chicken scented bath bomb. You can smell like fried chicken wherever you go, as long as you take that bath, although I'd rather have that chicken in my mouth, if you know what I mean. They've been featured on stage with Anne Berlin, Memphis Mayfire, and most recently main support to Yellow Card. This Swedish juggernaut is a three-piece band fronted by famed YouTuber Philip Strand. With close to 2 million streams on their album, please welcome Normandy with Ghost on the World Rock Countdown.
I can feel you. Something is alright with it.
The way from Sweden, that's a band called Normandy with their single Ghost, right here on the World Rock Countdown. They are known as Canada's Highly Suspect. Cleo Patrick brings dirty guitar riffs to a whole new level. Their vocal melodies blend to give you a grooving experience that I like to compare to Highly Suspect meets Queens of the Stone Age. Here's Cleo Patrick with their single Hometown, right here on the World Rock Countdown.
Shortcut to quick bucks, working all the time, renting out your mind and saving every time. Cousins and all those combine, they cross a sacred line and go from pocket change to a gold mine. She says she'd be down to hang out of town. She was hoping I'm around for a party, a vacant place.
my phone, ask me where I was and when I said I was gone.
From Cobourg, Ontario, Canada, that's Cleopatrick in Hometown. You're listening to the World Rock Countdown. The White Dominoes have a new sound. This is described as a whole new adventure in itself. This Danish group tries to infect your brain with tight grooves and catchy lyrics that they hope will stick to your brain like glue, with accolades like reaching number 2 on the iTunes charts to getting radio play in Denmark. It's easy to say that this band may soon be taking over the world, and that's why they are on this show. Here is the White Dominoes with Everybody's Watching.
Everybody's watching.
We're going down under now to the land of Australia for Sophisticated Dingo. They are attacking the world with sheer brilliance, not to mention a touch of comedic allure and cheeky attitude. And I mean the rock world, not the world. We don't want to put people's backs up against the wall, but this next single, Money, is primed for the playlist of any self-respecting rock lover, with a simple progression and nonchalant percussion giving away an explosive chorus filled to the brim with gang vocals, thick distortion, and of course, sassy attempts to rid you of your hard-earned cash. Here we go now, Sophisticated Dingo with Money on the World Rock Countdown.
I think your money would be safe with me. I found the perfect place for it.
Sophisticated Dingo right here on the World Rock Countdown. That song is called Money. And speaking of sophisticated, this next band from Canada seems to be a bit higher class than myself. You know what I mean? A bit sophisticated. We can use that play on words, but nothing seems to be harder than a truthful reconciliation with your inner self to move past the normalized and synchronized picture others draw of you. Before you begin to find yourself in that very picture, moving on into a life of liberty and your genuine acceptance of your own will become your identity. So who is John Hu? John Hu is the Capitano, a Canadian-born Norwegian who grew up in Germany to be who exactly? John Hu, of course. What is the fiber that makes or breaks an identity? That's the question that Capitano is asking you. Norway, Canada, Germany, grunge, stoner, hip-hop, hippie, hipster. Is it all at once or nothing at all? Who will you find when you take a good look inside yourself? Capitano, my bad, right here on the World Rock Countdown.
Yeah.
Capitano and My Bad right here on the World Rock Countdown. And Polaris is a five-piece metalcore group out of Australia. Having built a reputation on the road for the last 3 years as one of the most exciting live acts on their way up in the Australian heavy scene, Polaris is getting more popular by the day. Officially being warned right now, you, the listener, this song is called Lucid. You can check us out online at worldrockcountdown.com, on iTunes as well. Head on over there, subscribe, and leave us a comment. A rating would be amazing. We discover new bands each and every week. It's not the conventional countdown. It's the new countdown, the way things should be, giving bands the opportunity to be heard across the world and, of course, on the radio. Want to raise awareness, and together I think we can do it. Just like this next band. There's so much hype around this American group that I really have to just read you some of the reviews. Music reminiscent of Freddie Mercury during its prime while touring as Queen's frontman. It's sonic gold for music supervisors, consumers alike. It's sweet, it's danceable, it's capable of suiting any mood with perfection. Another review here. You can hear the Arcade Fire and Killer's influences shine through while still creating their own sound. One thing is for sure, Island Apollo has been hard at work crafting music that fits into today's modern era while still creating their own brand. These seasoned musicians continue to grow and make their mark on today's music landscape, and this band has a massive impact on a lot of people, and they will become pretty big. I have a good feeling. This is Island Apollo with Feeling You on the World Rock Countdown. It's Island Apollo and Feeling You right here on the World Rock Countdown. People never surprise me anymore on how stupid they can be. It appears that while most people are hunted and afraid of ghosts, others think that ghosts can be held accountable just like humans. An attorney thought that it was a prank when he was contacted by his client concerning suing a ghost of her deceased ex-husband. This woman hired an attorney to seek legal compensation for damages and trespassing because of her ex-husband seeing his ghost. Freaked her out. So I guess the lawyer played along, tried to gather some evidence by going over to the house. Well, he didn't show up because a ghost is a ghost and knows that maybe he shouldn't be showing up around his ex-wife and attorney, just in case he actually has to pay something. I mean, this is what she actually thought. It turns out he never returned because his ex-wife said that she posted warning notes on all her doors and windows, reminding her ex-husband that it's highly unacceptable to trespass. Apparently, her method worked. She claimed that the ghost never returned. And of course, I can imagine being the lawyer getting that call. Like, what is this, April Fools? Is this a prank? Are people this stupid? Australia is a hotbed for talent. One of their best kept secrets is on an emerging list of top names rising to the top of their talent pool down under. This band is called Tired Lion. On their first European tour, they played Glastonbury Music Festival on the same stage as Adele and Muse. Thanks for listening this week. I'll leave you with Tired Lion's Fresh.
Skin, it's the only way I win.